Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Suri, how are you today?
Morena Rachel, I'm pretty well, thanks. How are you?
Good. I'm excited to hear about the book you've brought in today, a winner of a very prestigious award.
Yeah, winner of 2021's International Booker Prize. So that goes to a translated work of fiction, and David Diop is French, and his father is Senegalese, and his mother is Cameroonian, so At Night, All Blood is Black is based on the experience of a Senegalese soldier.
Right, okay.
It's a really punchy, dark little novel.
I was going to say, that title, At Night, All Blood is Black, it's very evocative.
So evocative, so dark, and it feels, it's a really unrelenting read, but in the best way. So it opens up with the soldier whose friend is dying, his comrade in war, and it's like really descriptive about this like open wound.
Whoa.
In his belly, and his friend's begging for him to kill him, begging to die, and he watches him die. It's really interesting because I feel like it's not always that common in a book to be like served such an intense like moral like question straight
right
away
off the bat,
yeah.
They ease you into it sometimes, you know, give you a bit of time to catch your breath.
Totally it looks really at like the psychology of like isolation and mythology and war, and as he becomes like really alone and lost amongst all the violence, he starts finding purpose in being a soldier of war, of being like a machine of war.
Wow.
And
grim.
It's so grim. And it starts looking more and more at how like this purpose, this like mythology that he's built to like help him survive in the war, starts like dehumanizing him, and his acts of violence become more sadistic and more like less purposeful, and he starts scaring like some of his own the people in his own army. And then they start to believe that he embodies what they call in Senegalese like mythology the swallower of souls. And it's really interesting looking at that, because recently another book that was shortlisted for the International Booker a couple of years ago, Frankenstein in Baghdad, also looks very much at like the mythology of war, and how that impacts like the psychology of individual soldiers. It's such a powerful book. It's like a very short read, but it's very in the vein of like, I guess, Camus, like those dark existentialist novelists. And it also reminded me of a documentary that I've watched recently, The Act of Killing by Joshua Oppenheimer.
Oh, right. Yeah, I've heard people talking about this. I haven't actually seen it, but it's apparently incredible and very intense.
It's so intense. And it really helps you to understand like what that psychological link between justifying a means to an end and how you survive after and during a war, what that like relationship is. It's a fascinating psychological portrait. I would like highly, highly recommend it. But not at night, not when you're feeling scared.
This is a sunny morning read where you can go for a brisk walk around the
exactly.
block. Is it one of those books where does the grimness of it stop you from being able to enjoy it, or is it gripping enough that you just can't put it down?
I definitely wouldn't say you enjoy it as you read it, but it's so gripping that you can't stop reading it, and it's so... I don't know, I think like even if you don't recognize something in yourself in a book, I think understanding how like things, how the things that happen every day, like the acts of war, how they change a person so fully, and how it can isolate us from humanity so much. But it happens every day.
Hoi, this sounds like an incredible book, a worthy winner. Remind us of the name and the author.
At Night, All Blood is Black by David Diop.
Winner of the International Booker Prize. Thank you, Sari, for bringing that in this morning.
Thank you, Rachel.
Presume it's in all the shops and all the places you'd go to get books.
All the shops. You can buy it at Time Out. Nice. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for coming in.
That was Loose Reads.
All right.